From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in Syria. Dozens of airstrikes believed carried out by government and Russian warplanes struck rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo Sunday. Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said at least 16 civilians were killed. A civil defense worker said the death toll may exceed 30. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces pushed closer to the Islamic State-held stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. It's a key development, according to Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino.
This area where the battles are taking place is the corridor that links the Islamic State domain within Syria with any country outside of Syria, Turkey. And so it's an essential supply corridor through which the Islamic State often smuggles supplies and recruits.
He says the advance could also create a political problem if Kurdish fighters, who are part of the SDF, use the territory to create a Kurdish state, something opposed by neighboring Turkey. At the same time, the Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital, the self-claimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. Sagal Salad Osman, a Somali female journalist working for the state-run radio and television, was shot and killed in Mogadishu Sunday. The assailants fled the scene. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Sagal Osman, said to be in her early 20s, was described as a rising journalist who was a producer and anchor for youth-related programs. She is the second female journalist to be killed in Somalia in recent months. Last December, Hinda Haji Mohammed, working for state media, was killed in a car bombing, also in the Somali capital. The terrorist group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for that attack. Somalia is considered one of the most dangerous countries in the world for media workers. This is VOA News.